Save the University of Missouri Press is a Facebook group that's been part of a movement to keep the press alive. The page has almost 1,500 subscribers. One of them is Ned Stuckey French. He's the site's co-administrator and author who has been published by the UM Press. Stuckey French even created an online petition that's rapidly gained signatures, breaking the 1,000 mark in less than 2 days.
If you look at it probably now or in an hour, I bet the goal's 1,500. It just keeps going. Just as with the Facebook site, we had no idea that the response would be this heartfelt and massive. I don't know how far it'll go.
UM President Tim Wolf announced the closing of the press last month, but also said the administration was working on finding a new sustainable plan for publishing academic works digitally. The suggested model would use interns, which the Missouri Press has previously used. Details are still being considered, but advocates say they will not stop until they get an effective solution. Creator of the Save the UM Press Facebook page, Bruce Miller, has worked with university presses for over 30 years and has doubts about Wolf's new model.
All this talk about a new model is really a cover for the fact that they don't have a plan and for the fact that they really want to do away with the press. A new model is not firing all 10 people who work there and then doing something like the Missouri Review.
Miller says the university presses shouldn't be expected to make a lot of money because they publish books that don't typically sell in large quantities. However, supporters say the University of Missouri Press was expected to do better financially this year than in the past. Crystal Slusher, KBIA News.